Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Welcome to Local Focus here on your community radio station, WTZQ. Local Focus, where we get a chance to shine a light on many of our area nonprofits who allow and make sure that Henderson County is not just a great place to live for some of us, but for all of us. Kristen Martin with Thrive here with us this morning. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
It's great to have you here. Your annual Bids and Blues fundraiser concert show is coming up really soon.
It is. I can't believe it's the eighth annual one.
Has it been eight years?
Yes.
I remember back when we were doing it at Highland Lake. And yes, back in the early days.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Wow. Well, fantastic growth. Fantastic. We're going to talk more about Bids and Blues coming up here in just a moment.
Yes.
But let's take a moment and introduce someone to the radio audience and introduce somebody to the community who's doing some work for you. And introduce our guest.
Yeah.
For me,
Tracy Groover has joined us as our development associate over grants. And she's been a wonderful addition. We really needed help in that area. And she's already been able to request a large number of grants. And we're waiting to hear back about them.
Wow. Tracy. Good to have you here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So how long have you been with Thrive now?
It's been almost 2 months.
Almost 2 months and making a difference already. How about that? So how much did you know about Thrive before joining the team?
I knew very little about Thrive.
In the last couple of months, what have you learned?
I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
I've learned how big a need there is for housing assistance in Henderson County and in the other counties that we serve.
Yeah.
I've learned how many people need help with their mental health and just how important it is to have that help available in the community.
Yeah, yeah. And the mental health thing, really, I mean, even since you've taken over Thrive, things have changed in the state and causing so much more of a need for your services.
Yeah, it's actually changing right now even. You know, Medicaid is going through another transformation.
Really?
Another one.
Really?
Yeah, it's been continual for a while now.
Yeah.
But this one is related to it going into a leaving fee for service. And so it's going to go into people getting paid for good outcomes. The hope is that will decrease the cost of coverage. But what providers are fearful of right now is that folks that need the service will be denied it because they aren't producing good outcomes. Because good outcomes is what will be paid for.
Huh. So
if you do a really great job and you stay out of the hospital, then the doctor is going to get more for you than if you have a really hard time, hit a crisis, and are struggling.
Which is going to cause potentially healthcare providers to not want to deal with the ones who continue to struggle because they're not going to get the money for that.
Exactly.
Well, that just makes total sense.
So, I mean,
sorry.
This is all happening, you know.
So what does this mean for Thrive? What does this mean for what you have to do?
So we need to raise more money because we've always filled the gap. So those folks that can't get served other places, you know, we've never turned anybody away. We're already seeing a decrease in what we're able to bill for the folks that we serve that have Medicaid. And we only anticipate that getting larger. And so we count on our event and we count on the community to support us so that we can make a difference.
And we're going to make sure we tell people how they can do that support here in just a moment with Bids and Blues. But now let's talk a little bit about when I first met you and when I first learned about Thrive, it truly was mostly the mental health side of it. But you're also on this affordable housing side as well. Tell me about that connection.
Sure. And so everybody that we meet that has a housing crisis is having a mental health crisis. For some of them, they have had a mental health illness that led to their homelessness. You know, maybe they had psychosis or forgot to pay their bills or something of that nature because of their behavioral health, and that led them to homelessness. However, we also have this other group of individuals that became depressed or anxious because they lost their housing.
So,
for example, we have folks that work for reputable employers, but either had a medical crisis or had an unexpected medical bill come up or something happened. They had a fire and they lost everything. And now they're anxious and depressed because they don't have anywhere to go. They're living in tents and storage sheds, their vehicles, just anywhere. Shelters are often full now. And so there's nowhere for them to go.
So these are people who ultimately had a living a regular life, just going on doing their thing. Yes. They just don't have a nest egg. They're just living paycheck to paycheck. But somebody you would see anywhere in some of our businesses or whatever who just happened to have something happens and turns into that spiral, that downward spiral.
Exactly.
Wow.
Especially with as high as housing costs are, sometimes you can't have a nest egg because you're putting all of your money
into your house. Everything is going into, whether it's your home or whether you're renting.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a large majority of our population, whether they're renting or paying mortgages, that are paying well over the 30% that's recommended for housing.
Mm-hmm. Kristen, does it sometimes feel like, you know, you're taking a Dixie cup and trying to empty the ocean? Does it feel like that sometimes?
Sometimes, yeah. It depends on the day in the office for sure. You know, when we have this, you know, family, like just yesterday, I met with a couple that has a 2-month-old. And they are living in a tent, and DSS is already involved to make sure that, you know, the baby is not in the tent if it gets too hot or too cold, and they're reaching out for resources. But it all happened because of something that could happen to any of us, you know. And there are 167 people or households that make, there's 203 individuals, a part of those 163 households that are on our wait list right now.
On your wait list.
On our wait list. We've already housed over 50 households this year, but the need is greater than what we've been able to do, and more funding, but also more affordable housing is how we'll be able to meet that need.
Tracy, you better get to work. No, seriously, I know how excited Kristen is, Tracy, to have you have somebody like you in this role to spend your time searching and looking for grants and whatever we can do to load you with more Dixie cups.
Exactly.
I mean, ultimately. Wow. And of course, Brian B2 with WTZQ, one of your new board members.
He is. Yeah. What a wonderful addition, for sure.
So, Brian, what have you learned about Thrive as since you've been on board?
You know, not just realizing how much and how involved Thrive is in addressing the housing crisis that we have in Western North Carolina, but helping folks understand what they can do to make a difference.
Right,
and
right.
I think part of that is an awareness of where we stand today. And Bids and Blues is not just a fundraiser. It's also an opportunity to go, okay, I've heard about Thrive. I thought I understood what they do and how they're impacting these causes.
Uh-huh.
But really understanding, okay, what is it that you really do? How do you do it? And how can I help?
Well, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Here's a way you can help by joining and going to Bids and Blues. Kristen, tell us about Bids and Blues.
Yeah, so it's October 14th from 5 to 8 o'clock at the Hendersonville Country Club. Advent Health is our presenting sponsor. We have some other great sponsors like Carolina Village and some local families and trusts that are also helping us out with this. But it's only $50 a ticket.
Gotta love that.
You do. And it includes a great beverage and a lot of wonderful food. We have sponsorships still available. Brian is going to be our DJ for
Fantastic.
The evening, so
Fantastic.
He's awesome. And then Eric Cognon is bringing a bunch of friends, Bill Maddox and Peggy. How do you say Peggy's last name again?
Once you see her perform, you don't need to know her last name.
No, that's true, and
they're
I just
awesome.
Totally forgot how to say her last name, but she is fabulous.
Yeah, they are the real deal. They are the real deal. So if you're looking for a night of really awesome music, and way to go on getting an event that you feel like have to make a car payment to go to.
Right.
It's nice to know that you can go to an evening and pay $50 for it and make a difference.
You know, and that's the thing is we always do everything about wellness. So we want those that are coming to also feel well.
Yeah.
And so it's a really fun evening. There's not a ton of talking, you know.
Right.
You get to have fun, listen to music, bid on some silent auction items.
Yeah.
And it's a great night.
And one of those silent auction items will be a guest DJ experience right here on the Queue with the Breakfast Club.
We're so excited about
that. I'm looking forward to it also. We can't wait to find out who our guest DJ is going to be. All right, so Bids and Blues is coming up on Monday. It's a week. It's a Monday.
It's not Monday.
You're not taking part of your weekend.
Nope.
It's coming up on Monday, October the 14th, 5 to 8 p.m. And this year, it's at Hendersonville Country Club.
Yes, just like last year.
Oh, it was last year. It was at the Country Club also. Mm-hmm. All right, how do we get tickets for this?
Sure, so you can go to Thrive, the number 4health.org, or you can call us at 828-697-1581.
And I believe
visit WTZQ.com and scroll down to local events.
Yeah.
You can click on the Bids for Blues Bids and Blues icon. It'll take you straight to the information and go to their website.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And keep listening to The Cube, because in the coming days, we've got a pair of tickets we'll give away so that you can go to Bids and Blues.
Wonderful.
All right. Kristen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Tracy Groover, a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you
for the work that you're doing to make a big difference for Thrive and what you're doing in the community.
All right, Mark.
And Brian, thank you for serving on the board. Thank you for stepping up for our community. Local Focus, we do it every Tuesday and Thursday right here on The Cube. Bids and Blues is coming up October the 14th. It's a fantastic event. How many years, Kristen?
Eight.
This is the eighth year. So you know they're doing something right, all right? So please, come join them for Bids and Blues. Go to WTZQ.com to find out all of the information. It's Monday, October the 14th at the Hendersonville Country Club.